We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now Roman Harper, Saints Super Bowl safety and college football analyst on the SEC Network, not to mention one of my favorite guys to talk to. What's up, Roman? How are you?
I'm doing well, Christian. Thank you, man. That last comment meant the most. One of your guys. Thank you. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
You bet. It's sincere and genuine, that's for sure.
Thank you.
So, Roman, first of all, I haven't had a chance, I don't think, to talk to you since you went over to the SEC Network. How are you liking it?
It's been fun, man. It's a different adjustment, but, you know, I had to learn during some tough times. I had to learn during COVID. So everybody else talked about how bad it was. I was like, dude, that's all I know. And I had a great time. So really looking forward to it this year, actually doing other aspects of the job.
How the family
being around the fans, too. You know, being around the fans, you know, that is what really separates college from the NFL is the pageantry, is the tradition. And it doesn't go any deeper than in the South in SEC football.
How'd the family do during the pandemic? Good?
They were good, man. You know, everybody was healthy, no real problems, and we made it through. So blessed to, you know, health is wealth now.
Roman, I'm dying to talk to you about name, image, and likeness. And, you know, you went through college and you didn't have that opportunity. A, how much do you think you could have gotten? And B, Is NIL good for collegiate sports?
You know, it's not for me to determine whether it's good or not. I think, look, the NCAA, it's their own fault. Whatever they won't like or when anybody wants to complain about anything, it's their own fault. They chose to be like a dinosaur and not the crocodile. So they didn't have to move or change because they didn't have to. So there's no evolution in what they were doing. And so now you open up Pandora's box, which is, you know, if they didn't change under the Ed O'Bannon rule, which is 10 years ago, all you have to do is give a little bit and give more. And now you have this name and its likeness. I like it because it allows people to get their own. You know, you can sell T-shirts. You could put in, do anything. It's your own. And in a capitalistic country, it just makes sense. And I just hope they continue to educate the kids about, you know, being smart about it. All right, well, it's better beneficially to be your own brand, you know, start your own LLC because of tax benefits, talk to them about taxes, because now don't just let them go and throw them out there to the wolves. Make sure we continue to educate these young men and women, these athletes, on the capabilities and the things that's going to be coming down the road for them.
Roman, I'm with you. I've been for name, image, and likeness for a while just because it bothered me whenever, especially the 2019 year for LSU when everybody's rocking number 9 jerseys, right? But there's no name on the back. And everybody on the planet knows that that was Joe Burrow.
Knows who it is. You know who it is.
Yeah. So it's like, wait a minute. How is the school going to get to keep 100% of that and the player doesn't get anything? My only concern, Roman, is taxes. I just hope some of these players don't get caught up in the tax system and not file taxes because maybe nobody got to them and said, hey, look, you know, you got to set aside, you know, a good 10% or so for Uncle Sam.
Hey, man, that's exactly what I'm harping on right now. And not only that, but it's better to be an LLC as well and not just collect their own personal check to XYZ, but to this corporation, it's better for that. That is how this country is built. You should take advantage of these laws. make sure we continue to educate, financially educate and empower these young people and stop acting like they can't be responsible for themselves. Because the moment they get in trouble, they're on the front page of the news and we want to talk about, oh, you got to be more responsible. So give them that power.
When you just said that's what I'm harping on, I came up with a cool podcast for you, Harping with Harp.
Nah, man, I'm good. Maybe I'll use it on another. Maybe I'll use that one-liner somewhere else.
Saints Super Bowl safety Roman Harper, also college football analyst on the SEC Network. What stood out to you so far, Roman, from the SEC media days? Where I've always yawned at it because there's not a whole lot said. It's a lot of cliche answers.
You know what? Nobody's really given. I just like the responses to the coaches because it shows a little bit of personality. I think Shane Beamer's awesome. He just gets it. I think he's a genuine human being. I hope his coaching staff and the people and the eventually South Carolina is very happy to have him. So I think they got a good one in him. It was really good. Listen to Lane Kiffin. He was funny. You know, he keeps it light at times. And I'm just glad he showed a little bit more personality and wasn't just too standoffish to some of the questions. And it seemed like the media seemed to have fun with him as well. And, you know, it continues to get better. I really have enjoyed it because I've not done the SEC Media Day since I was a senior in college. What was that, 16 years ago, I assume.
How much fun do you think Nick Saban's going to have with him?
I don't know. I'm kind of waiting on it because I'm sure he's going to, you know, he's going to tell the players, you better not say anything, and we can't hurry. Let's hurry up and get out of here. Let's hurry up and get out, in and out. They're not trying to spend the day here, that's for sure.
No, I think it's going to be a very terse Nick Saban. You're not going to get a lot of laughs or jokes from him, that's for sure. Roman, what do you think of the LSU quarterback battle, Max Johnson or Miles Brennan? Guys that you've seen, who, if you were making that decision?
From the outside looking in, I'm going Max Brennan. He's an older quarterback. He played well when he was in the game last year, and it's something about being a senior. You've been about it. If you listen to what Coach Eddie O was talking about over at Media Days, was he wanted to get back into that system, that offense, in which Joe Burrow and those guys had all that success. And the quarterback that was there that actually saw Joe Burrow run it was Miles Brennan. It makes a lot of sense when you listen to those things. Max Johnson is a more athletic version. He's a left-handed quarterback, which most defenses are not used to seeing as well. That does play a factor. I don't care what they say. And so he's more athletic. He can create. But for me, Miles Brennan naturally just comes to mind that I think that it's his job right now.
I wish you wouldn't have corrected yourself because initially you said Max Brennan, and I was like, all right, cool. We're going to scientifically combine both of them.
My bad. I got the TV on it. I've been rant, man. It's a lot of teams all running together, man.
No, I get it. Trust me. I make my fair share of mistakes too. But I was like, no, that could be cool. We could just combine both of them together. They can throw right-handed and left-handed.
Yeah, man. Give him like the moxie of Max Johnson played with some moxie down the stretch, man. He really made some plays and some good strides. But you know, LSU doesn't want to have to depend on younger players. Just, you know, you want to play your quarterback when it's their time, when they have earned that spot. And last year they were playing their quarterbacks because they had to play those guys. You know, it didn't feel like they had won the job. And it's something about having the quarterback in there that's playing the game, that's leading your team, that won the quarterback job in the spring. And that's what competition will bring out. Ed Ogeron talked about that over and over and over, how it's a good thing to have competition sometimes in the quarterback room.
Roman Harper, Saints Super Bowl safety and college football analyst on the SEC Network. Roman, has it sunk in that number 9 is not going to be underneath the center for the black and gold this fall?
I mean, it has for me. I don't know, but I can only speak for myself. I'm excited to see what Sean is going to do. And for me, you know, I'm not trying to call anybody to anything, but for me, from the outside looking in, I am going to take it as I was told when it comes to betting and gambling. You always bet on the jockey, not the horse. I like Sean Payton and what he's going to be rejuvenated in this situation, coaching up Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill in whatever role or at quarterback, whatever they do, that it's not just the same old offense that they've had for the past, 15 years? or so, 14 years, that now it's a different look. It'll be different abilities. The arm strength of Jameis will be a separator. He has to be able to coach him up to can make sure to take care of the football. And Taysom will be a great mixture whenever Taysom gets to play. I like the competition. I think it's going to give Sean a different type of offense that we probably have not seen from the Saints in a while.
Roman, I always kind of say this. I'm quick to point out Jameis and what he went through with the Bucs organization. What I mean by that is, man, you know, he went through three different coordinators.
Yes.
He was drafted number one overall on a team that was just garbage, right? And he was expected to be the savior. And he didn't have much around him until they got Mike Evans. I get that. But they never really protected him up front along the offensive line. I'm curious to see. I think the Saints have one of the best offensive lines, if not the best offensive line in football. What he can do behind a line that can protect him where he's not running for his life. I remember seeing vivid video of Jameis constantly on the move in Tampa.
Yeah, man. Definitely the tackles position. You got clearly the two best tackle combination in the NFL with Teron and Ryan Ramczyk. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do. You know, Alvin Kamara is going to be healthy, and he's going to do what he does. And I just want to see Sean. Sean does an amazing job of really creating and attacking matchups, understanding what defenses run, understanding the play calling, and he has really good rhythm and flow of when you call that play. It's an art to calling a game. Everybody can be smart offensively and defensively, but it's an art to calling the game, to set up this look, to call this play when you call it. Lane Kiffin's another guy who comes to mind that has the great timing and flow of when you call certain plays. Andy Reid's another guy. He also has an amazing quarterback that makes it easy, but it's something, too, when you call games. He was successful in Philadelphia before that. So the timing of when you call those plays matters.
Roman, are you buying the Cleveland Browns hype conversation as the biggest threat potentially to the Chiefs in the AFC?
Hey, man. I'm not all in, but I could see it just because how can you not get better when you get a healthy Odell Beckham coming back as well? You know, like, they can get better. They still have the running game of Nicky Chubb. Kareem Hunt still there. The O-line continues to get better. Jedrick Wills, the young offensive tackle from Alabama, will be 1 year older. They have enough young talent. The quarterbacks on the rookie deals still, they're able to pay Garrett a lot of money. They bring in Jadeveon Clowney on the other side. You know, the safety from LSU was hurt last year. He should be back. So they got some pieces that should be able to work with, especially with the success that they had last year. This year, it shouldn't be a shock. Now, you're not going to surprise anybody anymore, Cleveland Browns. You got to go out there and win it and show that you're the team you're supposed to be. That's on them. That's all I can say.
Roman, when you look at the Saints, in particular on defense area, your area of expertise, having played safety for the Black and Gold, defensive line, interior defensive line, man, David Onyemata just got suspended for 6 games. They lost Malcolm Brown. Yep. They lost Sheldon Rankins. I mean, is that an area of concern for you?
It should be. And I tell D.A., man, I don't know how you're going to try and hold guys under 100 yards rushing. You got to, like, you know, sometimes you got to bleed out slowly when it comes to the run game and be soft when you got to be soft, but be physical when you got to set an edge. So, you know, the depth is always a concern, especially unproven guys in those positions. You don't want runs getting up fast to the second and third levels of your defense. We all know you don't want to get, in terms of what they call it, getting gashed. You don't want that to happen.
Is linebacker another area where you could see the Saints potentially adding a guy before training camp?
You know, I really don't know the linebacker room well enough to try and say which ones they should and shouldn't do. I know DeMario Davis is a boss, and you only play 2 linebackers, so you got to be able to find one more. I know you drafted the one out of Wisconsin last year, Bond. I liked him. I don't know why, you know, so we'll see how it goes. So you have invested a little bit of time and energy in that room. But if not, you got to go on the free agent market, and you can always find the guy that's probably still working out, looking to get picked up where that can add some value.
Roman, did you play a similar role as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson your time in New Orleans, closer to the line of scrimmage?
No, not at all. He plays like nickel. He just wants to play corner, and, like, that's what he does. You know, I talk to Malcolm Jenkins all the time, and he's like, dude, the guy's really good. He's a dog. He's kind of off the chain, and he does his thing. And he really likes his job, his role. He enjoys it. He's really good at it. He talks a lot of trash. He doesn't throw the first punch. He's just who he is. And these people are so angry at him all the time. He's like the Nat, like the really tough basket, like the guy that just won't let me go in basketball. I'm just trying to get away from it, going through screens. He's like the Patrick Beverly of the NFL.
What'd you think of Malcolm Jenkins' first year back with the Saints? What do you think how do you think he played?
Man, I really thought, you know, he was very consistent. Look, the Philadelphia Eagles will always regret that they let go of Malcolm Jenkins and Brian Dawkins at the end of their career. First of all, the New Orleans Saints should be happy to have Malcolm back, and we're blessed enough to have him in the black and gold because he really showed the leadership qualities that he's always had and the ability to make plays on the ball. He made that last year. He's aggressive. He's a downhill player. He just had to find his way in this defense, and he did that. I thought he played really well for them. And not only that, but he's a very good person to have in your locker room and around in your defensive back room.
You know, for 16 years, Drew Brees was the unquestioned leader of the Saints from a player's perspective. Sure, there were captains, but he was the guy. Who do you think is going to take over that main leadership role? Will it be a guy like DeMario Davis? It seems like his personality fits it.
Yes, and then Cam Jordan will be the guy too. And they will hope at some point in time, you know, the offense and, you know, you got Teron on that side. And you want whoever's going to be the next quarterback to step up and be that guy. I'm not saying it's going to be this year because it still needs to be earned, not given. That's really big in any NFL locker room. You'd love to see Alvin Kamara be that guy and walk around with that C on his chest because knowing that how impactful of a player he is, I know he's not a soft-spoken guy, but he just doesn't talk a lot to everybody, you know? But he's the coolest guy ever. He's respected by everyone. He's loved by so many, and he's an incredible player. It'd be really cool to see him also as he continues to grow and mature, to grow into that leadership role in that locker room because, hey, we plan on having you around there for a while. I like seeing all the 41 jerseys, personally. Makes me feel good. So I think he could be another guy as well.
Roman, you know Sean Payton well, and I know that he would never publicly acknowledge this, but I'm curious your take on this. Do you think there's a part of him that, you know, is motivated by, hey, I can win another – I want to prove that I can win another Super Bowl without Drew Brees?
He won't speak about it, so you want me to speak in public about it?
Yeah, because you're not him.
Great move.
You know?
A great move. you know, I don't know – what he would say, I would tell you to ask him, but I'm sure everybody always wants to win another Super Bowl, period. I don't care who's that quarterback or anything else. If I'd have won a Super Bowl in Carolina in 2015, I would have retired shortly after and never came back to New Orleans. So, you know, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. I don't care who's playing and when.
Roman, you were great as always, man. And look, let's keep up the tradition of whenever I interview you, you know how to end it.
I try not to say it as much because I'm working for the SEC, so I try not to show bias. But since you're in Louisiana, roll tide.
Thank you, Roman. Appreciate the time, man.
All right, bye.
All right. That was a tradition whenever I was in the locker room post-game. And Roman's a great dude. He's always great after wins and losses. And I knew I could always go to him, and it became a tradition. He ended the interviews with me with roll tide. So.
Yeah. I was in there, too, and he said a lot, and he also was with LSU, too, but he lost 3 out of 4. So, sorry, Roman. All right.
That's Scott Alexander at Master Control. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.